With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. In 2013, the Michigan State Police quietly changed a policy at its crime labs. It instructed its lab technicians to change how they handle samples containing THC. That's the chemical in marijuana responsible for its psychological effects. It might sound like a technical detail, but as the Michigan Public Radio Network's Jake Neer reports, it's had some profound consequences for some medical marijuana patients.
Maxwell Lawrence lives in Spring Lake near Lake Michigan with his wife and their 6-year-old son. At least they did live with their son until a year and a half ago. They lost custody of him after Lawrence was charged with a felony for possessing synthetic THC. He's a card-carrying medical marijuana patient, but that hasn't helped him in his fight to get his son back. So for now, the family gets unsupervised visits for a few hours every week.
Normally after he leaves, we pick up his room, but the last few times he's gotten a little upset when we do, so I've been trying to leave his characters right where he left them every time he leaves.
Lawrence says taking marijuana in concentrated oil form is the best way to relieve his severe back pain. In 2014, his wife needed medical attention. A police officer arrived with paramedics. The officer found a lid in their home with a small amount of residue from marijuana oil on it.
He picked it up and asked what it was, and I told him. He took it and said that they were going to take it for testing.
The way the state police crime lab handled that sample is one reason Lawrence is having a hard time getting his son back. See, it used to be that if it was obvious that a crime lab sample came from a marijuana plant, the lab report would say that. Now, unless there's visible plant material in the sample, the lab must say the origin is unknown. That's important. It means prosecutors can pursue felony charges because they can argue in court that the drugs police found are synthetic. Possessing synthetic THC carries tougher penalties than possessing marijuana from a plant. The Ottawa County Prosecutor's Office did not respond to multiple requests for comment about Lawrence's case. Dr. Jay Siegel is a professor emeritus of forensic science at Michigan State University, and he's worked in crime labs across the country. He's not a fan of the policy change.
It is unreasonable to make any qualified statements that this stuff might be synthetic. It is not a reasonable scientific conclusion that one could reach.
Siegel says that's because samples that come from marijuana also hold obvious clues, such as other chemicals that come from marijuana plants. He says those would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to create in a lab, and there's no reason anyone would do that. He says the only explanation he can come up with for the policy change is political pressure. The former director of the state crime lab agrees.
You're really getting into an ugly area that, you know, really gets into professional ethics as far as the reporting of testing results. And, you know, my understanding is, you know, having looked at this, is that that line was crossed.
John Collins says he quit as head of the crime lab in part because of what he calls tremendous pressure from prosecutors to present samples in a way that's beneficial to them.
There are some that really, I think, view forensic science as being a prosecution business as opposed to a science business.
The state police said it did not want to, quote, dignify the allegations with any interviews for this piece, but it said the policy change was needed to create consistency between all of its labs across the state, and it says it's up to prosecutors to decide which charges to pursue. The Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan says it offered advice in favor of the policy switch, but did not direct or pressure the lab to adopt it. Meanwhile, Max Lawrence and his wife say they just want the whole ordeal to be over.
I'm just hoping to get this law clarified and get our son back.
Lawrence's lawyer and several defense attorneys have formally requested a federal review of the crime lab policy and hope it will be struck down. I'm Jake Neer.